Do you know what the biggest problem we face in the world today is? You may say violence or maybe even financial problems. Whatever your answer may be, believe it or not, sin is the biggest problem we face worldwide. Yes. Sin can cause us to do horrible things, and because of it, we are separated from God. Just look back at the story of Adam and Eve and how man used to walk hand in hand with God, and just by that one sin, they were kicked out of the garden and were then separated from God. That's all it took was that one sin. Many people laugh and boast about their sinful deeds, not realizing the consequences sin has. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. And on Judgment Day, the Lord's going to say to them, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Matthew 25:41-46. God hates sin, and we know this because if we turn to Psalms 45:6-7, it states that you, Lord, have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. It's plainly stated, God does not like sin. Many false doctrines believe that we are born in sin, but actually the Bible states in Ezekiel 18:20 that the person who sins will die. The son will not be punished for the father's sins, nor will the father bear the punishment for the son's iniquity. The righteousness will be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked will be upon himself. From that scripture, we know that we do not inherit sin, but instead we bring it upon ourselves. The greatest problem we have is sin. Now, what are we going to do about it? Some try avoiding sin by drinking alcohol, but they're just committing more sin. Mm-hmm. Others try doing good deeds, but good alone will not get you into heaven. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 2:8-9 says that, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Everyone has sinned and everyone will sin." Romans 3:23 states that, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So how do we fix sin? We can't. Jesus is our only hope. Jesus is the greatest Savior. Not only did he love us, but he loved us so much that he died on the cross for our sins. He paid the price on Calvary for us, not committing a sin in the world, but he loved us. Jesus purchased us with his blood, and he is the reason why our sins can now be forgiven. Isaiah 53:5 states that he was wounded for our transgressions, and for that reason we should strive in every way possible to follow God's word. Although it is very hard to not sin, we should not use that as an excuse. If we are struggling, we should instead go to God in prayer. The Bible says in Matthew 21:22 that whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Now, this doesn't always mean we are always going to get whatever we pray for, because some things we just don't need. Since Jesus has died for our sins, we can now be forgiven. In order to be forgiven, there are steps we need to follow. We must first hear the gospel, Matthew 28:19-20. We must believe, Mark 16:16. We must repent, Acts 2:38. We must confess our faith, Acts 8:36-38. We must be baptized, Acts 22:16. And we must be faithful until death, 1 John 1:7. Jesus died for us, so instead of taking his love for granted, we should do all that we can to keep sin from keeping us from being the Christian Jesus knows we can be.